Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money Member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Test, the first parak, Dine Mamonas Beshlosha. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Ravina offers a sixth explanation of the Machlokas about the requisite Dayanim for Motzi Shemra. The case is, Shenimsa Echo Mina Edim Karov Upasol, where one of the Edim was found to be a relative of one party or a disqualified witness, and the argument parallels Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe's Machlokas about Rabbi Kiva's principle. Rabbi Kiva taught that the Torah compared two Edim to three to teach that just if one or two Edim is found ineligible, the testimony is invalid, since only one remains. So too, if one of three witnesses is found ineligible, the remaining testimony is disqualified. Rabbi Yossi says this only applies to din nefashos, but not to monetary cases. Rebbe says it applies to both, but only bisman shehisru behen, when the ineligible witness warned the transgressor, demonstrating his intended role as an aid. But if he did not warn him, the remaining witnesses remain valid, because otherwise, ma yasu shnei achim be'echad, shero be'echad shehargas anefesh. What should two brothers and one more witness who saw someone kill a person do to avoid disqualifying their aidus? Our Mishnah discusses such a case, and the Tanaim argue if the testimony remains valid. Point number two, Rav Yosef said that if the husband brought aiding that his wife committed adultery, which would result in her execution and the loss of her ksuba, and the father then brought aiding who refuted the husband's witnesses through hazama, the husband's witnesses are killed, but they do not pay money. They cannot receive both punishments for a single act. He's subject to the greater punishment, both of which resulted from their false testimony against this woman. The testimony of the father's witnesses would have the husband's witnesses killed, and the husband owes the father 100 shekel for defaming his daughter. If the husband brought other edim who rendered the father's witnesses zomim, edia av neharagim umishami mamun, the father's witnesses are killed and pay money. Mamun lezeb and the fashos lezeb, because their obligation to pay money is to this one, meaning the husband, while the punishment of death is for their attempting to kill that one, meaning the husband's witnesses. Rav Yosef holds that a monetary punishment generated by a different person is not exempted by the death penalty. And point number three, Rav Yosef said that if someone testifies that Ploni Rav'o la'onso, Ploni had relations with him against his will, hu ba'acher mitzdarfim lahargo, he and another witness can combine to have him killed for Mishkav Zachar. Since this witness says he was forced in this act, he remains a valid witness. However, if he testifies that the relations were l'ratzono, with his consent, Rashi, he has testified about himself that he's a sinner and disqualified from testifying because the Torah says, Al tashes Rasha aid. Do not use a sinner as an aid. Rava disagrees. Adam karov etzol atzmo. A person is related to himself. Ve'ein adam mesim atzmo Rasha. And therefore, a person cannot establish himself as a sinner. Although his testimony cannot be accepted regarding himself, the Gemara will explain that pagin dibura. We divide his statement and accept it regarding the other party. Similarly, Rava says, if one testifies that his wife committed adultery with someone, his testimony is accepted to have the adulterer killed, although he cannot testify about his wife. So once again, the three points are number one. Ravina offers a sixth explanation of the Machlokas about the requisite Dayanim for Motzi Shemra. The case is, Shenimsa Echo Mina Edim Karov Upasol, where one of the Edim was found to be a relative of one party or a disqualified witness, and the argument parallels Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe's Machlokas about Rabbi Kiva's principle. Rabbi Kiva taught that the Torah compared two Edim to three to teach that just if one or two Edim is found ineligible, the testimony is invalid, since only one remains. So too, if one of three witnesses is found ineligible, the remaining testimony is disqualified. Rabbi Yossi says this only applies to din nefashos, but not to monetary cases. Rebbe says it applies to both, but only bisman shehisru behen, when the ineligible witness warned the transgressor, demonstrating his intended role as an aid. But if he did not warn him, the remaining witnesses remain valid, because otherwise, ma yasu shnei achim be'echad, shero be'echad shehargas anefesh. What should two brothers and one more witness who saw someone kill a person do to avoid disqualifying their aidus? Our Mishnah discusses such a case, and the Tanaim argue if the testimony remains valid. Point number two, Rav Yosef said that if the husband brought aiding that his wife committed adultery, which would result in her execution and the loss of her ksuba, and the father then brought aiding who refuted the husband's witnesses through hazama, the husband's witnesses are killed, but they do not pay money. They cannot receive both punishments for a single act. He's subject to the greater punishment, both of which resulted from their false testimony against this woman. The testimony of the father's witnesses would have the husband's witnesses killed, and the husband owes the father 100 shekel for defaming his daughter. If the husband brought other edim who rendered the father's witnesses zomim, Adiyah of Neharagin Umashami Mamun. The father's witnesses are killed and pay money. Mamun Lazeb and the Fashos Lazeb, because their obligation to pay money is to this one, meaning the husband, while the punishment of death is for their attempting to kill that one, meaning the husband's witnesses. Rav Yosef holds that a monetary punishment generated by a different person is not exempted by the death penalty. And point number three, Rav Yosef said that if someone testifies that Poni Rav'o La'onso, Poni had relations with him against his will, he and another witness can combine to have him killed for Mishkav Zachar. Since this witness says he was forced in this act, he remains a valid witness. However, if he testifies that the relations were Luratsono, with his consent, Rashu, he has testified about himself that he's a sinner and disqualified from testifying because the Torah says, Al Tashes Rasha Aid, do not use a sinner as an aid. Rava disagrees, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, a person is related to himself, Ve'ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, and therefore a person cannot establish himself as a sinner. Although his testimony cannot be accepted regarding himself, the Gemara will explain that, Palginin Dibura, we divide his statement and accept it regarding the other party. Similarly, Rava says, if one testifies that his wife committed adultery with someone, his testimony is accepted to have the adulterer killed, although he cannot testify about his wife. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Tes, and our standard Siman is a teapot or tea, because T and T, and also because a Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The man sipping tea in court who'd witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give Hasra. Watching a father's witnesses in a case of Mosi Shemra, who were proven zomim by the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayev Mamon Amisa, knocked over his teapot when he heard someone testifying that he did an aver with another man and was believed only on his friend because Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo, Rasha. Once again, slow motion. The man sipping tea, tea, that must be learned off, test, tea, teapot. The man sipping tea in court who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give Hasra, which reminds us, Rav Akiva taught that the Torah compared two edim to three to teach that just if one of two witnesses is found ineligible, the testimony is invalid since only one remains, so too if one of three witnesses is found ineligible, the remaining testimony is disqualified. Rav Yossi says this only applies to din nefashos but not to monetary cases. Rebbe says it applies to both but only bizman shehishbehen, when the ineligible witness warned the transgressor, demonstrating his intended role as an aid. But if he did not warn him, the remaining witnesses remain valid, because otherwise, what should two brothers and one more witness who saw someone kill a person do to avoid disqualifying their testimony? So the man sipping tea in court, who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give Hasra. Watching a father's witnesses in the case of Mosi Shemra, who had proven zomim by the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayev, Mamon Amisa, which reminds us more discusses of Edim Zomim of Mosi Shemra, who are killed, also pay money, and brings a case where the husband brings Edim that his wife committed adultery, and then the father brought Edim that said the first set of were zomim, and then the husband brought Edim that the father said of Edim were zomim. So the man sipping tea in court who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give Hasra, watching a father's witnesses in a case of Mosi Shemra who had proven zomim by the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayv mamon amisa, knocked over his teapot when he heard someone testifying that he did an aver with another man and was believed only on his friend because ein adam mesim atzmo, Rasha, which reminds the Gemara discusses if one testifies that he had relations with a friend with consent, Rasha, who he has testified about himself, that he is a sinner and disqualified from testifying, because the Torah says, Atash is Rasha 8, do not use a sinner as a witness. Rava disagrees, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, a person is related to himself, Main Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, and therefore a person cannot establish himself as a sinner. Although his testimony cannot be accepted regarding himself, the Gemara will explain, Pagin Dibura, we divide his statement and accept it regarding the other party. So once again, the man sipping tea in court who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give Hasra. Watching a father's witnesses in a case of Mosi Shemra who had proven zomim by the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayev Mamon Amisa, knocked over his teapot when he heard someone testifying that he did an aver with another man and was believed only on his friend because Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo, Rasha. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Hey, so the simmer Daf Hey is Hey or a haystack. So here goes. The Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack, haystack, that must be more on Daf, hey. The Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute, alone. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that monetary cases are judged by three judges, but if he was a publicly renowned expert, done afilo yechidi, he may judge them even alone. This refers to loan disputes, and this Tana holds they're not included in the Torah's requirement for three judges. So the dayan mumcha is sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute alone. Watch his friend, the judge with a rod, who got Rishus and Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, after establishing that one who receives Rishus from the Reish Galusa is exempt from paying for mistaken rulings, the Gemara says it is clear that Rishus given in Bavel is effective for Bavel, and Rishus given in Eretz Yisrael by the Nasi is effective for Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, Rishus and Bavel is definitely effective to exempt its recipient for rulings in Eretz Yisrael as well. The Hacha Shevet V'Hasim Mechokek, because the leader here in Bavel is called a rod, while the leader there in Eretz Yisrael is called a mere legislator. Based on the pasuk, Yasur Shevet M'Yehuda, the rod shall not depart from Yehuda, refers to the Reish Galusas in Bavel, Sherodin Es Yisrael B'Shevet, who rule over Yisrael with a rod, Mechokek M'Bein Raglav, nor a scholar from among his descendants. So, the dying mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute alone. Watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus and Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael. Hang up his Yora Smicha certificate while teaching the difference between Mei Beitzim and Mei Betzayim. Which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Rishus is required to paskin Isser V'Heter because of the misinterpreted psak of Mei Beitzim versus Mei Betzayim, egg liquid versus marsh water, regarding being able to be makshir foods. Dav Vav. So the Simmer Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The two litigants were putting down their swords. Swords? That must be Maran Dav Vav. The two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchus about the number of dayanim required for pshara and the question whether you compare pshara to din. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara. When one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah, libsoa, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if pshara is optional, forbidden, or a mitzvah. Rav Yishuv ben Karcha says mitzvah libsoa. It's a mitzvah to make a compromise, which the Gemara eventually interprets as offering the litigants the option to compromise. The halacha follows this opinion. Rabbi Shimon Menasya says that if two people come for judgment, it is permitted to suggest a pshara before the judge hears their statements or before he knows in which direction the judgment leans, but not afterwards. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara. When one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah, libsoa, and pointed to the pasuk on the wall, b'idavid osa mishpat utzdaka, which reminds us, Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, who says pshara is a mitzvah, finds a source in a pasuk teaching to judge mishpat shalom, justice of peace. Since these are usually contradictory, he interprets it to refer to compromise. Similarly, a pasuk says, v'idavid osa mishpat utzdaka, and David HaMelech rendered judgment and righteousness. Tzedakah implies charity, which contradicts strict justice. Rather, ezu mishpat sheyesh bo tzedakah, what is the type of judgment which has righteousness in it? This is bitsua, compromise. The Tana who prohibits pshara must interpret the pasuk differently. Dav zayin, so the simmer dav zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards, that must be on dav zayin, kli zayin, weapons, guns. The armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah, which reminds us, on the previous dav, Rabbi Shimon Menasya said a dayan cannot offer compromise after he knows where the judgment is leaning based on the pasuk poter mayim reshis madon. Releasing water is the beginning of strife. The tanaim who disagree with him can darshan this pasuk at Rav Hamnuna. Ein tchilas dinu shel adam nidun ela divrei Torah. The beginning of a person's judgment in the world to come is only about not having learned words of Torah based on this pasuk describing water, Torah, as the beginning of judgment. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge emes lamito, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonason said, kol dayan shedan din emes lamito, any dayan who renders a true judgment to its absolute truth, mashra Shechina b'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to rest among Yisrael. As the pasuk says, elkim nitzah ba'adis kel b'kerev elohim yishpot, Hashem stands in the divine assembly in the midst of judges, shall he judge. Any judge who does not judge dinem es lamito, gormo shechina shetistalk Yisrael, causes the shechina to depart from Yisrael based on a pasuk. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge emes lamito and heard them issue psakim that were as clear to them as the morning sun, which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshi had darshan the pasuk, base David ko amar Hashem, house of David, so said Hashem, Dinu Laboker Mishpat Vatsil Gazel Miyad Oshek. Execute judgment in the morning and save he that was robbed from the oppressor's hand. Does one judge only in the morning and not the entire day? Rather, the pasuk means Imbarocha Davar Kaboker Amreu. If the matter is as clear to you as the morning, say the verdict. Vim Lav Atamreu. But if not, do not say it. Rabbi Yonason derived this from a different pasuk. Dav Ches. So the simmer Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The five sisters, each bringing a beautiful braided challah. Challah? That must be more on Dav Ches. The five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, which reminds the Gemara discusses if Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for implying he could resolve all difficult questions, and if that's the reason he was not taught the laws of Yerusha before the Benot Tzlofcha had asked them about inheriting their father, and he needed to present their difficult question before Hashem. So the five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the Ksuba case of a Motzi Shemra, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Chachamim required 23 judges for Motzi Shemra, where a husband accuses his wife of adultery before Nisuan, thus forfeiting her Ksuba and receiving the death penalty if confirmed by witnesses. Rav Meir only requires three judges, like any monetary case. Eight explanations are given for this machlokas. In the first two, the current court case is only about her ksuba. Ula says, b'choshishin lo'laz kamifuge. They argue about whether we're concerned for gossip about the case spreading, possibly causing aid into the adultery coming forward, changing the case to din nefashos, and requiring 23 judges. The Chachamim are concerned about laz and require 23 judges immediately. And Rami Meir is not concerned about laz. So the five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the ksuba of a Motzi Shemra. When the scent of the challah caught the attention of two edim, who were discussing whether their hasra to an adulteress was sufficient, since they forgot to braid the details of the specific misa, into their warning, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if hasra for capital punishment must include the specific misa one would receive. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Duffy and Rishus is required to paskin Isra Heter because of the misinterpreted psak of Mei Beitzim versus Mei Betzayim? That's on Duff. Hey, good. Number 2. Which Duffy, when a person who testifies he participated in a forbidden act is not believed on himself, but is believed on the other person? That's on Duff. Test. Good. Number 3. Which Duff do we learn Kol Dain Shadan Din Emes Lamito causes the Shekhinah to rest on Israel? That's on Duff. Zion. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss of Aim Zomim of Motzi Shemra who are killed also pay money? That's on Duff. Test. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we have a Machlokas about the number of Dayanim required for Pshara? That's on Duff. Vav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss if Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for implying he could resolve all difficult questions? That's on Duff. Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn the source requiring three judges comes from the word Elohim written in the Parsha of Shomer Chinam three times? That's on Duff. Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we discuss the reason for requiring 23 judges in a case of Motzi Shemra? That's on Duff. Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is in a case of two brothers and a third person witnessing a murder where one of the brothers didn't give Hasra? That's on Duff. Test. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that the pasuk of Losiv Hashel Gediba Chalev Imo refers to milk and was brought to prove that Yesh Em LaMikra is unanimous? That's on Duff. Dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.